out from their own line and met by some very willing Auckland defence. Push back a couple of metres. Kieran Wobbles just goes from dummy. Pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 from his own line.
As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Rampage League podcast, coming to you live from the Brew Boys Brewery down here in Croydon Park, South Australia. I'm joined by, as I am every week, with Simon to talk everything rugby league, the NRL and SA Rugby League. Well, we're here to talk about rugby league.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start by telling our listeners and the people here at the Brew Boys Brewery what the Rampage League podcast is.
Yeah, so we started the Rampage League podcast, 2 years ago now? Last year. So I started the Bring Back the Adelaide Rams campaign 2 years ago when I moved to Adelaide. I made a Facebook page and an Instagram page. We started a petition up. Me and another guy from Melbourne. His name was Aiden. He helped out, and we just tried to get interest in Adelaide Rugby League. And then I talked to you last year. We started up the Rampage League podcast, which was a great name suggested by one of our fans on Facebook.
Yes, we appreciate that. Yeah, that was great.
Last year was good. We had a good season on the podcast. I had some interesting guests come on. Some more than others stayed around. Some stayed for one or two episodes and left.
Yes.
And then, we went to Origin last year, which was big. Had a few interviews and some interest in us, which was good. And I bring out some merchandise, which you've got a couple of shirts, I believe.
Yes, I do. Yep, yeah. Definitely. Then,
we're just trying to get people interested in rugby league in South Australia.
I know. Absolutely. Well, the people at the Brew Boys would be able to see what I'm going to ask, but our listeners, would you like to describe what's on the table here? This drinking.
Oh yes. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? So I've got the official Rampage League podcast drink bottle. I'll take a photo and I'll put that up on the page, and they're available. I'll make them cheap because don't want to spend too much. They cost a fair bit to make, but I'll take a sacrifice and if anyone wants a nice drink bottle with our logo on it, definitely let me know and I'll order some in. And I've also got the shirts. I'm wearing the shirt. You can't see me, but I'm wearing the Rampage League podcast shirt. I wear it all the time, try and get people to watch or listen to the podcast.
Definitely. So, yeah, you can listen to us and you can have one of our merchandise items.
I think our logo looks amazing.
Oh, it does. It does. And that was from someone you know?
Yeah, one of my friends. When last year when we started, we were like, we need a logo. And Aiden, when he was joined, he was like, I'll make a logo. And I'm like, okay, mate. And it was ticking by. I'm like, okay, I'll try and get one. I was like, mate, I asked my mates, I'm like, can we get a logo? And he's like, what do you want? I'm like, I need a Ram, obviously, because it's Rampage League podcast.
Oh, of course, absolutely.
So I sent him a little drawing. Mine was terrible, looked like a three-year-old drawer. And then within 24 hours, he came back with the logo. I'm like, that is amazing. How much? He said, just give me a six pack. So there's our logo.
It's a great logo. We better be careful. If Adelaide does get a team, we could lose that logo because the Rams could actually take it.
That'd be good on New Jersey. So if we ever did get a team in Adelaide, I would get that tattooed on my back. There you go.
Well, there we go. Another reason to get SA a team. Okay, well, I guess we should talk about rugby league now.
We've talked enough, haven't we? So we can talk about the round four review. I'll start off with Thursday night at Allianz Stadium in Sydney, the Roosters versus the Panthers. So the Panthers had a big out. Nathan Cleary, he'd gone for 6 weeks.
Well, no, I was shocked about that, and yes.
So I thought a lot of people always write Panthers off when Glenn Cleary's out, and I thought, no, I think they've got a strong enough team to beat the Roosters, and I put some money on points bet, so I was confident that the Panthers would win.
Yep.
They started off really well, and then late the Roosters came back, but 22-16, it was always good to see the Roosters lose.
Yes.
But yeah, the Panthers, they've just got so many decent players. Like, you look through their squad, and they lose the best, probably the best parry in the game, Nathan Cleary, and they've still got enough talent to cover him. So yep. Dylan Edwards had a great game too.
He did. Very good game.
He's always just up there with running meters and try assists and tackle blasts. So he's a great player, Dylan Edwards. And then we had the so it was Easter Friday. The Rabbitohs played the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs, I felt like they could have won that game. Like, the Souths have been a bit poor this year. Like, they haven't. I think Cody Walker's been off. I think Latrell Mitchell's been off.
Yes, yeah.
But yep. they still won. But they have, because like, you think 2 years ago they made the grand final.
They did, yes.
And last year they missed the finals after they were leading like 12 rounds out on top of the ladder. And then they missed the finals and they've just dropped off, right? Which is good because I don't like Souths. But if you're a Souths fan, you wouldn't be happy with your team dropping off so dramatically after 12 rounds of the football.
Absolutely.
I think the Bulldogs, their team has definitely improved from last year. I think it's going to take a couple of rounds to really see them hit their strides. But the Matt Burton played well. Yeah. They've got a good team, the Dogs. So I think they'll probably, I'm talking like ladder predictions way too early, but they'll be knocking on the door for the top eight. Maybe this year, next year, if they can recruit maybe a better half, so they could possibly be top eight.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
But then we have the Queensland Derby. So it was Big Brother versus Little Brother.
Ah, yes.
Cowboys versus the Broncos. And the Broncos had Reece Walsh out after he got smashed last week with his fractured cheekbone. Tristan Saylor came in. Tristan Saylor, he played really, really well. Like, for a young, young guy who hasn't played much rugby league, he played really well. And, the Cowboys, I thought after their first three rounds out on top of the ladder, they were flying high. They were poor, and they lost 38-12 at Suncorp. So
yeah, considering that's only two tries for the Cowboys compared to six from the Broncos, and
Adam Reynolds, two try assists. He's a big part of their attack. And Tony Staggs played well. The Broncos, I think, will be top four again this year. I was just really disappointed with the Cowboys. The Cowboys were nothing. Like, after the first three rounds, they were really looking good, and then I think they were just a bit off. So it just tells you that in NRL, if you have an off game, you can lose to anyone. Right? It's a really close competition. I think more close this year now that the Panthers have kind of come back to the pack, losing a few players. So we'll see how the Cowboys bounce back this round.
Yeah, I hope they do. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And then Saturday we were at Wollongong. I dreaded this game as a Manly fan. The Dragons versus Manly, and the Manly cannot beat the Dragons.
No.
I think we've won one out of the last 12 games or something ridiculous, and they beat us again, 20-12. We started off well.
We did, because I actually watched this game, and I thought, well, they're in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Turbo had a terrible game. He was just full of errors. It was unmanly-like, but I just feel like every time we play the Dragons, we just don't rock up. It's just like we didn't get off the bus.
No.
But good on the Dragons.
Like, oh, very good win for the Dragons.
A lot of people have been saying the Dragons for the Spoon or the Raiders or whatever, but the Dragons are well coached. Shane Flanagan, he's a premiership winning coach. He's a very smart football head. Like, that'll do right. And they're talking about Zach Lobax going to the Parramatta Eels, so that would be interesting too.
It will be, yes.
And then we got the late game on Saturday, which was the Titans versus the Dolphins. The Titans started off real strong. They scored the first two tries, and I'm like, okay. Titans, because they've been poor this year with Dez as their coach. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins came over the top of them and just whooped them. So 30-14. So what do you think of that game? Did you see that game?
No, and I was hoping to, but no, I was not near a TV, I'm afraid. But
I watched a bit of it, but the Titans, they've just got a lot of problems in defense. I think that the missing, I can't say his name. He's after the season, Tino Fasawalamawani. I'm pretty close.
Much better than what I would be able to say.
Yeah, that's a hard one. Okay, Sunday we went over to New Zealand for the Warriors versus the Knights. Pretty close game. Could have went either way, and the Warriors won 20-12. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck at fullback. He's been playing the centres the first three rounds, and he went back fullback and just nailed it, which is going to be hard for the Warriors because they got Charles Nicoll-Klostak coming back.
Where do you put
Tuivasa-Sheck? Do you put him, keep him at fullback? You put him back in the centres? Because Charles has been, he's been really good from the last couple of years, and he's a good fullback. Where do you put him? You have to put him somewhere.
You do, absolutely.
But yeah, Newcastle, it could have went either way. Kalen Ponga played well again. And then we have the Raiders versus the Sharks. That was the late game on Sunday at PointsBet Stadium in Cronulla. High scoring game, 36-22, and the Sharks won that. I thought the Raiders, they looked, it was a close kind of game, 18 or half time, high scoring half. And then, yeah, the second half was all Sharks, which is good for Sharks fans.
It was a very good win for the Sharks fans, definitely.
My favourite game was Easter Monday.
Ah.
The Parramatta Eels versus the West Tigers. And the final score was 17-16.
Wow, the closest Caesar. Game yeah. in the round.
He kicked a field goal like last minute to win it for him, which is always good because Tigers, they've had a rough run.
They have.
It's good to see them beat Parramatta because I hate Parramatta, so.
Yes. Yep.
Everyone who supports Manly hates Parramatta, and everyone who supports Parramatta hates Manly. But actually, everyone hates Manly. What am I talking about?
And then, just for the true diehard fan.
Yes. And then the bye had the Storm, and the Storm would have loved that because this week they've got some big inclusions, but we'll go through the preview later.
Yes, we will.
Big inclusions in this round.
When kids play rugby league, they're part of something bigger than a team.
Whoa! Cool!
They're part of a community that's safe, fair,
and fun! Play something unreal!
PlayRugbyLeague.com.
So we'll get on with our ladder watch.
It's, yes.
It's our favourite segment. It's really funny to see the Dolphins on top of the ladder.
I know, yeah. Exactly.
No one picked that. Like, they've only lost one game. They had the bye, so which helped them, but they're on top. Better for and against. The Panthers, obviously, up there always. They're second. The Cowboys slipped because they're lost, but they're still in the top four.
Yes.
The
yep.
Sharks are fourth. Storm fifth. West Tigers in the top eight. So West Tigers fans, book your NRL finals tickets now because they're in. The Roosters, seventh. The Raiders, eighth. And then you've got the bottom eight, which is, I won't go through everyone, but the Titans at the bottom with no wins and South second last. So, yeah.
Yep.
And the Warriors up to 11th. So there's a few people moving up and out. It's the first few rounds. It's going to go up and down depending if you win or lose. You just got to string a few wins together near the top eight. If you don't, you're down. So
definitely.
We'll see after 12 rounds how everyone's going.
Absolutely. Is there anyone from the bottom, from nine onwards, that you think could be a bolter?
So out of the bottom nine, I think I'm hoping Manly, if they can keep injury free and keep their spine good, Manly have got a good chance. Obviously, the Broncos, they're 12th at the moment. I think they will definitely be top eight. I don't really see anyone else. Maybe Newcastle, if they can get a good run, because they've done it last year. They won like 10 straight. I don't see the Rabbitohs making it. I don't see the Titans making it. Maybe Parramatta. Maybe the Warriors too. It's such a close competition. Like the ones in the eight that I think will drop out, the Raiders, the Tigers, and I think the Cowboys will drop out.
Right. Okay. I've just gone to the NRL website, and I've gone to the ladder predictions, and this is what the NRL website is saying. It's got the Panthers on one, the Cowboys at two, the Sharks at three, Dolphins at four, Storm at five, Tigers at six, Roosters and the Raiders at 7 and 8.
Yeah.
So that's what the predictor is saying.
Yeah. It's interesting because I'd actually love to see the Tigers make the top eight. I think given maybe 2 years, they'll be there. Because it's got Benji Marshall, who's a first-year coach, and everyone gives him a lot of shit for his coaching tactics, saying he's not a full-time coach. He goes plays golf the day of the game. If he gets results, it doesn't matter what he does in his spare time, does it?
Like, no, it doesn't. That's right, exactly.
Well, you got Des Hasler, who's a scientist when it comes to football, and like breathes, lives, shits rugby league, and these teams come in last. So it doesn't tell you that. It doesn't matter how you coach as long as you get the results.
Oh, exactly. There's only a certain amount what the coach can do, and the rest of it is up to the players. And
yeah, the coach gives you a game plan. You got to go and execute it. If you don't execute the game plan, you're not going to win, are you?
No.
You don't train all season and then go out and just go, oh, we'll just do something completely different, do you? So,
yes, yep.
I think Dez will take a few more rounds to get the Titans playing how Dez wants them to play, because they've been playing every year. I think they've had a different coach for a while now. They haven't had a great coach to lead them the right way. So maybe the Titans give them a couple of weeks and they might win the first game. Maybe in about three rounds, put a cheeky $10 on them when they're paying $8 and could win some money.
You could, yeah. Absolutely. Definitely.
<Yeah. laughs> The NRL season is tough on every player. But the off-season, well, it's toughest on us, the fans, the armchair critics. the loyal supporters. 13,276,980. That's how many ticks of the clock the off-season is. It feels like forever. But the start is finally here.
Here we go! Incredible
change! A start the whole world will see. Not just the start of something great, it's the start of something unpredictable.
Unbelievable!
Unrelenting.
Oh, what a shot!
Unmissable.
I have seen it all!
The start of something unreal.
Extraordinary! This is the greatest sport ever invented!
NRL 2024. Let's go!
What is it? So we've got going with random rugby league.
Okay.
One of another of our topics. All right. So I went away. Obviously, I wasn't here last week or the week before. Sorry about that, Darren.
Oh, that's right. We'll forgive you.
Yeah, I was in Hamilton Island living the life. And then I went to the Easter show on Sunday for Easter Sunday. I went down to the Easter show, the Royal Easter show. And the amount of people I seen wearing Panthers jerseys, I think I seen about 20 people wearing Panthers jerseys. Everyone has jumped on the Panthers bandwagon.
Wow.
I remember it used to be everywhere you'd see South jerseys or whatever, because when they came back in the comp, but I've seen so many Panthers jerseys. It's ridiculous. I've seen maybe one South jersey, Parramatta jersey, maybe a Tigers jersey, but I saw at least 20 Panthers jerseys. No Manly jerseys. I thought I'd see like more younger kids wearing Dolphins jerseys because they're like the new flavour of the month.
Yes, yeah. You were saying that your nephew is
So I bought him a show bag. I bought him a Dolphin show bag. So I sent that to him today. I've obviously got a Manly show bag. The stuff you get in that show bag is not the best quality.
No,
you get some stickers, a coaster, a key ring, a book to draw in, which I don't need. I can't draw. A drink bottle, and that's about it. But you got to support your team, don't you? So
definitely.
You'll love it. You can take it to kindergarten and have his drink bottle with his apple juice in it.
Excellent.
But yeah, I was amazed how many Panthers jerseys everywhere.
And that was the Sydney Easter show. So they weren't just going or coming from a game. They were just going to the Easter show. So, yeah. And, it's very rare that you get someone in Adelaide wearing a jersey. You do get them, but it's very rare. Yeah.
Last week, I was in Rundle Mall, a week before I went away, and I seen a bloke wearing a Broncos jersey. And I was wearing my Rams Rampage League podcast jersey. And I'm trying to, wait, look at this, mate. Oh, show me. Look at me, mate. We're brothers. We like rugby league.
Yes.
But he was in another planet, because most Broncos fans are. But, yeah, it was like every time I see someone in Adelaide wearing a rugby league jersey, it's like gold. It's like, oh, my God, he's wearing a Panthers jersey. He's wearing a Bulldog jersey. When I see a South jersey, another bloody South jersey. Because there's always that random South guy every game. So I don't really care about seeing South jersey, but when I see a team in that it's a big deal. It's one thing I'd love to see. I'm yet to see it, is someone wearing Rams merchandise in public. Like, we've seen it at Origin last year. There was a few of them. There was like six or seven wearing Rams jerseys.
Yes, yep.
But I haven't seen anyone in Adelaide wearing a Rams jersey around. One guy in particular has like about 40. I know he's in Adelaide. Guy, I think his name is.
He's
got
yep.
more Rams jerseys than anyone, and he won't part with them. Share them around. Hey, give us one. Give us a jersey. But yeah, he's got a good collection, which I'd just love to see. It'd be really good, because you see retro jerseys being made. Like, they've got the Western Reds, and you can buy like the Bears, North Sydney Bears jerseys, like retro jerseys.
Yep.
I'd love to see someone buy the rights to the Rams logo and bring out some retro Rams merchandise. That'd be so good.
Oh, it would be. Absolutely.
I'd buy all of it. I'd buy everything.
Yeah.
I went on eBay the other day and bought an old Rams hat, and it was secondhand, apparently in mint condition. We'll find out when I get it. But it was $80, and I was bidding on another one, which is a blue one, Rams.
The blue
Super
one,
League.
Yes, yep.
And that was a bid that I kept bidding and bidding, and someone outbidding, probably Guy outbid me, I betcha. Mm. And I think it went up to $150. And I was like, oh, man, I'd love, an old Rams jersey, even like just a singlet or something like.
Yes.
Someone, I wish, I always, when I see from other teams, I always inbox the maker and say, can you make some Ram stuff? Like, can you make a Ram jersey? And they never can. We can't do that. Because obviously the rights to the logo are not
available.
You can't get it. So,
yes.
Which is a shame, because I feel like the Rams logo, because it's so old now, but it's just so, if you think of Rams, you always think of that logo, you know?
That's interesting. I know the logo is slightly different, but there are teams, AFL or Aussie rules teams, yeah, that are called the Rams, and they have a very similar logo on their jerseys or their merchandise. And
yeah. Yeah. I'd just love to see it. I'd love to like walk down the street and like run the mall or wherever it is and just walk and casually look to my left and see a guy in a Rams jersey. I'd go up and hug him.
Yes.
I would.
It is. The people that we saw and talked to during Origin, it was amazing. I hadn't seen so many people in Rams merchandise and before, and it was just, not since 97, 98.
Yeah. We definitely need to get more jerseys made. I don't know how we do that. Probably way above us, but if anyone's listening that knows how to do that, feel free to hit us up on our Facebook and we'll try and get a Rams jersey made up. That'd be amazing. Would you buy a Rams jersey if you could?
Oh, absolutely. No, I always just, when I see one advertised on Facebook or on the web, I always make inquiries. And
because we've got the Jumbuck Army, which is our Facebook group. We haven't actually advertised that for a few episodes here. So that's where we talk Rams and rugby league, as all rugby league fans do. And there's a few people who do sell their Rams jerseys online. I think Anton. I think
he was selling, Anton, yes.
He was selling a Rams jersey, asking $550. I was like, to sell a kidney. But yeah, like there's definitely Rams jerseys out there. And if you go on eBay or wherever you find them, I actually went on Gumtree the other day and some lady was selling the foundation pin.
Oh, wow.
For $10.
Oh.
Yeah, so someone got that before I got a chance to get in. But you just got to look out and just garage sales or.
Yes, you
know, like, imagine going into like the Salvation Army shop and just walking through and it's a Rams jersey. I would run straight there.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it wasn't a Rams jersey, sadly, but I know I digress. I thought this is cricket, but I got a Max Klinger full Redbacks uniform, the pants, the shirt, and the one that you just put over and the sleeveless jumper. I got that and even had his name in there, so I knew it was.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But I would die if I got walked into a thrift shop and got a Rams merchandise.
Makes me think I should probably go in Adelaide looking. Imagine I found that. Yeah, that'd be amazing. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, it would be, definitely.
Must be time for a break, Darren, I think.
I think so. Yep. You're listening to the Rampage League podcast, and we're coming to you live from our new home down here at the Brew Boys Brewery here in Croydon Park, and we're just going to be right back.
Do you follow rugby league? Are you a passionate rugby league fan? Want to see a rugby league team in Adelaide? If you answered yes to these questions, then we want to hear from you. Here at the Rampage League podcast, we're looking for the next presenter. Someone who will bring their passion and enthusiasm to the Rampage League podcast. Someone who wants a rugby league team back in Adelaide. For more info, send an email to producer Darren at admin@aussportsandline.com.
Have you thought about promoting your business, event or product on radio? Getting your product, service on radio is easier than you think. Consider sponsoring Adelaide's only dedicated rugby league podcast on Aussports Radio. In return for your sponsorship, we offer fully voiced and produced sponsorship announcements played during the live recording and broadcast, as well as online promotion if that tickles your fancy as well. For more information, send an email to our marketing team at aussportsandline.com.
Well, there we go. We are looking for a presenter, preferably someone in Adelaide.
Yeah, there's got to be fans here. Some got to have fans in Adelaide. So we definitely need a new presenter.
We do. We need someone out of here. Yeah,
Need to have another voice to listen to. And if you can, definitely send us a message on the email or on Facebook on the Rampage League podcast Facebook, or just to bring back the Rams page as well. Now, we'd love to have someone else who's not a Manly fan give their opinion on Manly and every other team. Just someone who's passionate. There's got to be a few fans that are passionate in rugby league in Adelaide, surely.
Absolutely. Well, we've got quite a few people who follow the Rampage League podcast Facebook page and in the group. It's the Jumbuck Army.
Yeah. We'll definitely find someone.
We will.
Hold hostage, what do you reckon?
Yes.
I know. Yes. I've got rope. We can bring them up your time of the chair and just force them to join in.
That's it. Definitely.
Why would you want to come down to Brew Boys Brewery and have a beer and talk rugby league with us? It'd be perfect.
Absolutely. Yep. Tuesday night. Yes. Yep.
Tight ass shoes, eh? The food smells good down there too.
It does. Does pretty like chicken burgers and yep. No, very, very nice.
$10 for a chicken burger. That is amazing.
I think it's $10. I think
yeah,
from
I can see $10. Yeah. I'm hungry looking at it.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. We got a pool table. We've got pinball machines, and
it's a good place. This is my first time being here, and it is a nice place. It kind of gives you good vibes, you know. Like you could come here and spend hours here easily.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
It's really nice. All right, so we had to crack on. Talking about, do you want to do that?
Yeah. Yes, we will. Yes, yeah. Yep. Well, now we did an interview with Jack, who works down here at the Brew Boys Brewery. And if you were listening last week, we had a little bit of technical difficulty. So we've decided to replay the interview with Jack talking about Brew Boys and a bit about rugby league.
So, yeah, my name is Jack Simmons. My fancy title is general manager, but at a small family business, that can mean a lot of things. That could mean polishing glasses and mopping floors and going out to festivals and talking to people about beer all day. It's a broad job title.
Excellent. And now, how long have you been here on 151 Regency Road, Croydon Park?
151 Regency Road. This is our 16th year. So we're the second oldest continuously operating craft brewery in South Australia. We've served our time, that's for sure.
And could you tell us a bit about how did Brew Boys come about?
It grew really organically. It was a couple of gents that really liked making quality over quantity beer. And we attracted a customer base who really enjoyed quality over quantity. A couple of them enjoyed a bit of quantity as well over the year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And now we've just grown slowly and diligently and organically since then.
And, of course, you've got beers on tap, beers in cans. What is some of the flavours that you produce here?
So we've got 11 taps on the go all the time. The flagship beers for us, the marquee beers, are the Hopopotamus, the IPA. That one's been around forever and ever and ever. Our Maiden Ale, which is an amber style. And the Ace of Spades Stout are the three beers that people probably know us best for. But we do have a lot of fun at the tap house. We have what we call a hopinator, which is a giant chamber on the end of the bar, big glass chamber. And in there, we can put pretty much anything we like. So we can run a beer through Killer Pipe and Snakes or Chico Babies or Coffee Beans or Extra Hops or Lemongrass Sorks or whatever we bloody well please, actually. It's a bit of fun. And that way we can mix it up and keep things interesting here at the tap house.
Ah, excellent. And I'm just trying one of your excellent products here, and it is very, very nice.
Thank you. That is the crisp ale. That one was made specifically to help wean people off of boring beer. I mean, your super this or your extra that. It's kind of like those, but for interesting people.
Excellent. Well, and what else do you offer here?
Well, what we're really working hard towards is becoming a live music hub for the Western suburbs. So we've invested significantly in the loft where we are now. This is our live from the loft area of the tap house, where every week we have a different local live music artist. So every Friday from 5:30, and we often do ticketed events on a Saturday and Sunday, actual proper concerts from up here. And that's how we met the awesome Alicia Joy. She's played here a number of times, and she's always the first person I ring when we want quality live local music. And these facilities are going to lend themselves really well to podcasts. And I was chuffed to team up with a locally produced rugby league podcast, because as a rugby league fan in South Australia, it can be quite a lonely existence. So I'm chuffed to be a part of this.
Oh, definitely. And since we've got you and you've got a bit of a rugby league background, what's your thoughts on Adelaide bringing back? Maybe, well, we'd all love to see the Rams come back, but maybe a team, maybe not the Rams, but a wholly based SA team.
I was playing juniors when the Rams were here, and it was great for the local competition. And I love that we're getting the odds State of Origin game. I think that's great for the game. And when the Storm were playing here, sort of they did a home game here once a year, was tremendous as well. We would always get amazing crowds. This is an AFL town. It's something that we're going to have to fight hard against, but the sporting appetite in SA should not be discounted. I think properly supported and encouraged and promoted, we can wean people off of that AFL nonsense and get them onto a proper contact sport.
Absolutely. Definitely. Definitely. Would you think about, if we did get a team here, would you think about becoming a hub and entertainment and hub for the team?
Oh, if we could get a bunch of the Rams 2.0 down at Brew Boys every week, that'd be amazing. I suspect I might be priced out on a sponsorship budget, but I'll certainly give it a go. No, we are a live music, craft beer centric venue with a passion for our sports. I mean, only today we were getting upset and vocal about some of the AFL and the NRL and the Formula One results this weekend. So it's something that we do watch and we do enjoy. And I would be over the moon if we can get some more league in South Australia.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That was a good interview, that.
Yes, yeah, he was really good to talk. He's really passionate about Brew Boys and about rugby. And I'm sure there'll be more opportunities in the future for us to have a chat with Jack.
Yeah, I'd like to know his sports, who's his team. That'd be interesting.
Yes, yes. We'll have to quiz him on that when he's here.
Yeah, definitely interested that he said he played juniors when the Rams were around. I'd like to pick his brain about that. That'd be interesting to know.
Oh, it would be. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, if we got a team, imagine that if the Rams were the Brew Boys of Rams or something. That would be pretty funny.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes, yep.
We could sponsor him too. Or sports radio on this on the sleeve.
I would love to have my logo and throw some money to the Rams way. Absolutely.
Have to win the lotto, I think, wouldn't you, Darren?
I would, yes, definitely, definitely. But talking about that, we are looking for sponsors for the Rampage League podcast.
Have you thought about promoting your business, event, or product on radio? Getting your product, service on radio is easier than you think. Consider sponsoring Adelaide's only dedicated rugby league podcast on Osports Radio. In return for your sponsorship, we offer fully voiced and produced sponsorship announcements played during the live recording and broadcast, as well as online promotion if that tickles your fancy as well. For more information, send an email to our marketing team at osportsandline.com.
Imagine if we had someone from Adelaide listening. On this one, I'd love to sponsor the Rampage League podcast. Put your name on our t-shirts and we'll sell them. And Cooper's Brewery, you listen.
Well,
we are your Brew Boys. There.
Yep.
Who else is Adelaide based? OTR, are they still Adelaide based?
I think so. Yep. Yep. The
Farmers Union.
Oh,
I'm trying to think of all the Adelaide brands I know because I don't know many. It's about it, isn't it?
It is. But yep. So definitely we do.
Small businesses.
Yeah. Yep. Any business, product or service. And
yep,
we've got this Rampage League podcast. We now we've got our new home. We'll be broadcasting live every week. So every week during the NRL season. And
yeah, and we're very passionate about rugby league. So if you get to sponsor us, we'll definitely appreciate it so much. And I'll give you one of my drink bottles that I'm selling. I have to put it up on the page. It's a good drink bottle, though.
It is. I'm actually thinking I might get myself one because I haven't really got a good drink bottle. I'll take that to the gym when I go.
I'll order you one in there. Yeah.
Yes, please. Yes.
Are you going to get the tattoo too when the Rams come in?
I'll have to seriously think about that.
I'll get you some numbing cream and you'll be right.
Yes. So what's next? Yes,
and go on to the schedule. We'll talk about round five.
Round five, yes.
So we start off Thursday night, which is not coming. It's probably by the time this is released, it'll be on. But it's Thursday night at 7:20 at McDonald Jones Stadium. It's just the Newcastle Knights versus the Roosters. So the last time they played was a close game. It was they played twice last year. The first game was 18-16 to the Roosters, very close. The second game, the Roosters destroyed the Knights in round 19, 42-12. Team list came out. I don't think there was many changes to the team list. So
no, except looking at the list today. Yeah. I think you might be right. Round five,
that's why I'm round six. There we go. I'm going into the future. I was like, okay.
Talking about round six. And
we've gone too far. So Thursday night, it's in Melbourne.
Yes.
Which is not where I was going with. It's the Storm versus the Broncos. This is actually going to be a really good game.
It will be a very good game. And
so the last time they played was finals week, and the Broncos won 26-0 against the Storm, which is the Storm never get beaten by 26-0.
Oh, no.
And I was saying at the start, the big ins for the Storm. So they've got Cameron Munster back.
Oh, that's good.
And they've got Jerome Hughes back.
So that's another very good in.
Looks real strong. Pappas is at the fullback, and they've got obviously Harry Grant. Their spine is great. I think their problem is their depth in the forwards and their bench. But this will be a great game. The Storm, well coached, and they always play well. And the Broncos, they're playing some really attacking rugby league. I'm looking forward to this. I might have to, as you use that Thursday night game, you're like, oh, whatever. But this is a blockbuster.
Yep, definitely is.
So that actually, who's your tip, Darren? It's a top toss of the coin, isn't it, really?
It's going to come down to that. Yes. Yep. I'm going to stick my neck out and say, I think Storm.
Storm. Yeah, I'm thinking Storm at home.
Yes.
I think it all depends on Cameron Munster, how his groin pulls up.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, that's going to be a good game. Even put a cheeky $10 on the Broncos. They're paying $2.85. It's going to be close.
Very close. And yes.
Friday game, early game is at Accor Stadium in Sydney. It's the Bulldogs versus the Roosters. The last time they played is round 14 last year. The Roosters won 25-24. I don't think it's going to be as close this time around, though.
No.
Like, I look at their teams and, yeah, like, so Josh Adakar's out for the Dogs, the big out, because he always brings the ball back. Hard when he coming out of their own half, he always has some good carries. And I think that the Roosters just have, I feel like they've got to be over the Saturday Cup with the team they have. They've just got class everywhere.
Definitely elite. And the Roosters have got no outs.
Yeah, they're same as last week. So who's your tip? Are you going to go Roosters or Bulldogs, Darren?
I think for me, it'd be Bulldogs, I think.
Bulldogs? Yeah, I'm going to say Roosters. The second game on Saturday is Newcastle versus the Dragons. This game's going to be interesting because the Dragons, they've played well this year considering everyone thought they'd get the spoon. Not everyone, but most people. The last time they played, Newcastle won 32-12 in round 27. Newcastle also got a great team. They're both kind of unchanged from last week. So only real difference is, so it is Tyson Gamble's been named on extended bench, and they've brought back Jack Cogger and Jackman Hastings in the halves. Hastings got dropped. They put Cogger at 7, and now they've put Cogger at 6, Hastings at 7. So the thing about the Knights, they keep changing their halves pairings. You know, you want to have a same halves pairings all year.
Yeah, they can't get used to the position. Yeah.
Saying that, I think the Dragons will win that. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards the Dragons for this clash. Yes.
So Saturday game 2:30 is the Rabbitohs versus the Wars, up the Wars at Accor Stadium. The last time they played, round 18, the Dragons. They're not even. That's not the team I'm talking about. It's the Rabbitohs won 28-6 against the Warriors. I don't think it's going to be that. I really think that the Warriors will win this and win comfortably. Charles Nicol-Klotzak's back. Roger goes back to the centres. They've just got a good-looking team. Their forward pack, their halves. The big out for the Rabbits is Alex Johnson's out. He always scores for them. He's their try-scoring machine. So he's a big out.
And big out,
yeah. I just don't see South winning this one. But
no offence to holding the ball, but I'd have to go Rabbitohs.
Rabbitohs, hold the ball. He's going to be going, what?
I know.
Worries, buddy, I'm going to Warriors. Okay, the second game on Saturday is from Manly. It's Four Pines Park. It's Manly Seagulls versus the Penrith Panthers. This, after watching how Manly played last week, I am very, very, very worried against the defending premiers, three-time defending premiers. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Tearing up, as I say, I'm going to say Panthers beat us by 50. I just don't think.
Yeah, second versus 11.
Our defence, it's very on the edges. It's very weak. Look at their wingers, Brian To'o. Yeah, and their centre. I think that their backline is just too good for us. I love my team, but I am. If we win, I will celebrate in the streets till midnight. But I think Panthers will destroy us. What's your thoughts, Darren?
Yes, excuse me. I'm also a big Manly fan, but yeah, I'd have to lean sadly towards the Panthers.
Yeah.
For this one. Yeah.
So the late game on Saturday is the Dolphins versus the Tigers. Last time I played, it was another close game. It was 24-23. The Tigers won in round 25. This is going to be a good game because the Dolphins they're on top of the ladder.
They are, yes. Yep.
I know it's only round 5, but you've got to win the games you play, you know. And the Tigers, they're actually equal first when you think about it. This is four and against. So I'm really interested in this game. Both teams look strong. I guess a toss of a coin. I'm going to say, because it's in Queensland, I think the Dolphins will win.
I think so. I think they'd want to hold on to top spot.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Not give it up without a fight. And
yeah. Hopefully it's a big crowd there, because I know obviously the Broncos always get big crowds at Suncorp. So hopefully the Dolphins get a big crowd at Suncorp. Be good.
Would be good. Yeah.
So we've got the Sunday game, sorry. And it's the Cowboys versus Titans, another Queensland derby. Looking at the teams, no one's really changed. Oh, there's a couple of little outs, but there's nothing really big there. The last time they played, The Titans won 23-13 in round 22. I don't think the Titans will win this. I think the after Cowboys losing last week, they'll be fired up. It's at home too. I feel sorry for Titans fans, which we talked about last year because there's not many of them.
No.
I always bring this up. I think they should be relocated to Adelaide. I don't think Gold Coast needs a team. But we'll talk about that again another time. But the Titans, yeah, I feel sorry for them. I think the Cowboys will win. What do you think, Darren?
Yeah, I think plays Cowboys, yeah. Cowboys. Yep.
The last game of the round is from the lovely Canberra. Hopefully it's not freezing there by then. It's the Raiders versus Parramatta. This game too was another one. I feel like it could go either way. The last time they met was round 11, and the Raiders won 26-18. I think the Raiders can win at home. I think they play a lot better at home than they do away. He'll get them up for it. Big crowd if it's not too cold in Canberra.
Yeah, it's an evening game or late afternoon game.
Yeah, so hopefully. The
GIO, yes.
And then obviously the Sharks have the bye, and I think the Sharks will cover the bye.
Oh, I think they've, got them well and truly covered, I think.
I would love to say, instead of the bye, the Rams. the Sharks play the Rams at Cooper Stadium.
Mm. What we should do is come up with our own team from players already in the NRL, but put them under a different name.
Yeah.
Like the Adelaide Rams, and then have a virtual game. And
yeah.
Yep.
When I first made the Facebook page 2 years ago, I was bored on a Sunday afternoon, and I went through all the reserve grade teams from New South Wales Cup and Queensland Cup and picked out all the players that had first grade experience that weren't playing first grade that week and made a team, and I made the Adelaide Rams.
Yep.
There's some decent talent that's in reserve grade every week that doesn't get a game. They could make a team. It's going to be hard, obviously, to get them to leave their clubs. That'd be competitive.
It would be, absolutely, definitely.
You get the 13 players that aren't making first grade and just bought them like a Cara Munster or someone with a big name, bring them to Adelaide. You'd have a team. Like, you look at the Dolphins. They've got, you look, they're the team, they have got no one really superstar player.
No.
I'm like, oh my God, they've got him. They've just got all decent players, well coached, and they're on top of the ladder.
They are, yep.
If Adelaide had a team, given the chance, they could succeed. And we know from Super League days that the crowds were there before we got the chop. There was, I think I've seen a stat having the fourth best crowds of all time.
Wow.
So we definitely got fans here, but you can't support a team if you've got one.
That's it, exactly. I just get so frustrated going and being at the games as a foundation member and seeing the crowds and then thinking, well, why can't we? What is stopping the powers that be from giving SA a team?
And I always see reports about, oh, there's a new team coming, 18th team's going to be here, 18th's going to New Zealand or PNG or wherever. And I just never hear and say, oh, how about we go to Adelaide? We had Origin there last year, had 42,000.
Oh, about like, that, yes, like, yep.
Plenty of people. It's never brought up in conversation. Like I understand Adelaide is AFL crazy. Okay, I'm not AFL crazy, but Adelaide is.
But then we still had the Crows.
Yeah.
Crows began in 1990. This is a move 7 or 8 years later. And
So like Melbourne, obviously Melbourne's crazy about AFL, but they've got the Storm. And they can coexist. Like there's how many Victorian teams in the AFL? A shitload.
Yes,
basically all of them, isn't it, really? But they still can coexist with the Storm. The Storm still get great crowds. Where if we had, I said this last, a couple of podcasts ago, if we had an AFL game, Adelaide Crows versus Tasmanian Devils, and then after that, pick up the sticks, put the rugby league post in, have a game of rugby league on the same oval. Why can't that work?
Absolutely. And this weekend, we've got AFL's probably flagship event, the Gabba Round. And
that's so good for South Australia.
Absolutely.
Like,
because that's kind of based loosely on the NRL's
Magic Round.
Yeah.
I won't go to a game because I'm not a big, I'll watch on TV. I'm not a big AFL fan. I'm trying to get, when I was a kid, I watched it. I loved it.
Yep.
And then I guess I just watched too much rugby league and found out rugby league is a way better sport. And I just don't get, I think back when I watched it as a kid, it was more physical. AFL, the hip and shoulders.
Yes,
you can't touch him and on the ground, you can't do anything, which obviously you have to because of concussions, but it just ruined the game a bit. But yeah, like, they're definitely going to be big for South Australia having all 9 games here. I was listening to the radio this morning, and like, it's going to be crazy at the airport, people coming in. I think there's like 40,000 visitors expected on Friday.
Yep.
140 over the weekend. Like, I hope it's good weather too.
And imagine if, see, we need a new stadium, but imagine if we had a rugby league suitable stadium in the city and then have the football festival like they've got for the Gather Round in Elder Park. And so before a game, you go there, kids can do activities, have something to eat, then you just walk across the bridge to the rugby.
It'd be perfect if we had Magic Round. It's like obviously in Queensland, in Brisbane. But bring it to Adelaide in a few years, build us a stadium, 40,000 would be great. And you could have games, Coopers, games at the new stadium. We'll call it the Rampage League Stadium.
Yep.
And Adelaide Oval as well. Have a double header at Adelaide Oval, double header at the Rampage League Stadium. And then imagine the interest. And then imagine the amount of people coming in state to visit Adelaide. And I said it to your last podcast I was on. It'd be perfect to have a round of rugby league when the fringe was on. So people come to the fringe and then stay for the rugby league, or come for the rugby league and stay for the fringe.
Absolutely. Definitely.
I feel like Adelaide has the start of the year, summer, it's beautiful. We have the fringe, we have Gather Round, and then it kind of just goes quiet.
It does.
Nothing happens, except for obviously the AFL games.
Yes.
There's nothing on. If there's a away game for the Crows or the Port, there's nothing on for the week.
No.
What do you do when there's no AFL on here? There's nothing.
Absolutely. And because A-League, what is soccer, that's about to finish.
NBL's finished. It's like if there's no AFL on the weekend, I feel like there's no sport to watch.
No.
If a rugby league team, we could definitely have, Adelaide Crows are playing in Melbourne and Port are playing in WA. It's a game of rugby league here. People can go watch that. Or you can do Adelaide Crows on Saturday, have the Rams on Sunday.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like there's a dead spot in sport that we need more Adelaide teams. I think I was talking about, I heard it might have been random from someone trying to get a third AFL team here.
Wow.
I don't think we need one.
No.
Two's enough.
Yes.
We definitely need other sports. Obviously A-League, we've got the United, we've got 36ers in NBL. What other sports do we have? Which I think this baseball team, I'm pretty sure there's.
Yes, LA Giants, yes.
We've got cricket, we've got the Strikers, and we've got the Redbacks.
Just talking about the LA Giants, the LA Crows had quite a share. They might have even owned the LA Giants. I wonder if something like that would work if LA did get a rugby league team. At least to start off with, enough they could be owned or a big share in the LA Rams. Or
I'm sure the A-League team, the Newcastle Jets, were owned by the same guys who owned the Newcastle Knights. So they had the same colours and stuff to start with. So imagine if the Crows became an AFL team. An NRL team. So we had the Adelaide Crows rugby league team, an LA Crows AFL team, and they became the one team,
Yep.
Because I'm guessing the guys who follow the Crows would follow the rugby league Crows. It could happen. There's no rugby league team called the Crows, is there? So
No. It's definitely worth a thought and putting it out there.
Should I message the CEO of the LA Crows and go, look, mate, you want to make a rugby league team with me? Come down the Brew Boys and we'll have a beer. We'll talk about Adelaide Crows and our old beer. We've got someday. Imagine that. Just have a beer.
I would love it too. I'd love to be in on that conversation. That would be awesome. And
so remember, was it last year we tried to reach out to the Premier, Peter Malinauskas, and he told us no because obviously we weren't big enough for him. But it'd just be good to have a chat to someone in the government. We've obviously got the petition.
Yes, yep.
We need people to continue supporting our petition. So go onto our Facebook page, follow the links. I think we got, let me check. Live updated, live on the Rampage League podcast. Yep. How is the podcast going? We've got so many pages open. There we go. Rampage League podcast. It has 511 signatures. We need 1,000. So we're halfway. We can get 1,000. And obviously, I've said this on previous podcasts, but I'll say it again to people who haven't heard it. So the Shadow Sports Minister, he said, we've had a chat to him. Aiden talked to him when I was overseas. And he said, get the petition going. If you get enough signatures, we'll bring it up in Parliament. We can only bring it up once. So if you bring it up and then say this, we got 3 signatures, that's it. We're dead in the water. So obviously we got more than 3. We got 500. We want 1,000. So we go to the Shadow Minister, give him the petition, 1,000 signatures. We want a team in SA. He'll bring it up in Parliament. And that gives us that momentum start, But obviously we need the signatures. And it doesn't takes 30 seconds to sign the petition. You have to pay for it. You have to do nothing. It costs nothing. You just got to put your name down as a fan of rugby league in South Australia. That's all you got to do.
Definitely. And we have reached out to NRL SA and to, and they're very happy to come on the podcast and have a chat. We've already chatted to Kelso and
last year, yeah.
Yeah, so he's keen to come back on, so we'll have to organise to talk to Kelso.
Yes.
Yep.
And we've got Kerrod Walters, who's a big fan of ours, recently started following us on Instagram. I remember we talked to him last year. He said if you ever need anything to hit him up. He's a great guy.
Very, very great guy.
First captain for the Rams. So we're going to try and get him on, not every week, but maybe once or twice a month, or maybe once a month, because he's knowledgeable about rugby league. And I remember talking to him last year. I just talked to him, and he just knew so much. And like, he didn't bullshit. He just told the straight answer. I think you watch NRL 360 or something, and there's a lot of bullshit.
There is, yes.
Where Kerrod is so honest and had so much knowledge about, obviously, when the Rams were here, he played for Australia, he played in Super League, like he played for the Broncos, played Origin. His knowledge of the game. I wish we could have him every week. I wish he lived in our South Australia still, but he lives on the Gold Coast. So I don't blame him for living on the Gold Coast.
Like, no.
Beautiful weather there, but I think Adelaide's better.
Yes.
The city of churches, eh? I need to go to church. I've never been to church here.
Uh-huh.
Have you been to church in Adelaide?
I do, yes.
I think there's the one near Adelaide Oval. That is a beautiful looking church.
That is. I'd love to do a tour of that one. Yes, yep.
Some beautiful churches in Adelaide. But yeah, I think definitely get carried on. I'll try and reach out to other former Rams players. It's just hard to contact them.
Yes.
I tried to talk to Kevin Campion last year, and he just blew me off, which is a shame. But people are busy. But I'll try again. Obviously, the more people that listen to the podcast, the more kind of attention we get, the more chance we've got of getting former Rams players.
Yes, yep.
Maybe we can maybe get a couple of current NRL players.
That would be good, yes, yep.
I always see them on podcasts. I'd love to, like, there's so many players you think about it in the rugby league. All they have to do is give a half an hour of their day. So we'll put some feelers out, see what we can do. Maybe not Manly players, because we'd be so biased.
Oh, we would. Definitely, yes.
Definitely not. Okay. I'm ruling out Parramatta players because I wouldn't want to talk to them. Manly players because I wouldn't want to stop talking to them. So we've got 15 other teams we can pick from. Maybe not. Maybe imagine Souths. I'd love to interview Latrell Mitchell because I absolutely hate him, but he's probably the nicest guy.
Yes, yeah.
Imagine Latrell Mitchell on Rampage League podcast. That'd be great.
Yep.
And then I become his biggest fan. Buy a jersey. Well, I've got a sticker for him anyway. I've got a Rampage League. Bring back the Rams sticker for Latrell Mitchell if you're listening. You won't be, but if you are, maybe you could be a first signing. 2026, Latrell Mitchell fullback, captain of Adelaide Rams or the Adelaide Crows.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Adelaide Bears, anything.
Yep. We just want a team back in Adelaide.
Oh, man. Reminiscent about the old days. Yeah, there were so many good. I always try and watch it on YouTube, the old games. The quality is not great, but like there's some good games. Is it not Neil Goldthorpe? He was a halfback for a while there. Oh yeah, Tony Iroh. Trying to think of all the players.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Talk about now. What are we talking about now, Darren?
I'm not sure.
Lost me notes here. Oh, we talked about the Gather Round, didn't we? Yeah, the Gather Round is going to be huge.
Yes.
It'd be good if Adelaide had the Magic Round and the Gather Round. Because you think about it, I was talking about that dead spot. There's nothing really on until the end of the year when the supercars come, is there?
That's right, yes. Yep.
Live Golf's at the start of the year as well.
That's 26th to the 28th.
Yep.
Down at, I think it's Grange Golf Club.
Yeah. So there's just like a dead spot. We need another sport. There's one sport that just we all want to see, especially us.
Yes.
And there's this thing that sucks. There's no NRL games here at Adelaide at all this year. So last we had the Origin, which was great. Just got nothing this year.
That's it.
Not even nothing.
No. And if you believe the NRL SA website,
it
sounds like their season, looks like their season starts in May. So
yeah, it'd be good. Imagine it would be perfect if you had a game in May. A rugby, obviously, first grade. And we could have NRL SA as like the curtain races.
Oh, that'd be excellent. An all-stars type game or...
Yeah.
Because
I'd even like a full day where you have halftime they have the kids come on and play. Imagine that, like 10-year-old kids playing Adelaide Oval, playing rugby league, and then the halftime before an NRL game.
Mm.
And then 10 years later, them kids are playing for the Adelaide Rams.
Oh, yes. Yep. Definitely. And for a kid to play on Adelaide Oval, it'd be amazing.
Yeah. I remember a couple of years ago, this is a random rugby league story that I've got. I was in Manly. I was watching Manly. I can't remember where they're playing. So I went there. I'm wearing my Manly jerseys. And I got my seat, got there early. And this bloke come up to me. I'm like, who's this guy? He's like, mate, come with me. I'm like, okay. All right. you look like the guy I need. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? So it's a competition at halftime. So I had to wear one of his shirts, like his advertising or what it was.
Yep.
And we had to kick a goal from, it was like there's three tees. One was at the 20-meter line, like off to the side. The other one was like off to the other side. And there was one dead in front of 30 meters. And if you got like a gift pack for trying. It was like Intertrust Cup or something. It was some couple of stickers, a T-shirt, whatever. And if you kick the goal, you got to go in the VIP box and have lunch with Steve Menzies.
Oh, wow. Yep.
So there was five of us. And the first three took their time. Mm-hmm. And they missed it terribly. So the last two, we had to rush because the team was come back out to play second half. This isn't half time.
Yep.
And so I had like 10 seconds and I had really bad shoes on. So I'm trying to get them done up. So the first three, they sprayed it left. So just hooking it. I'm like, okay then. I've kicked goals before, not under this pressure. So I kicked it and it was going straight for the black dot. Got it. Fell short by like a meter. And I was like, give me another go. Like, I just needed to put more juice on it. And then the last guy, he went for the easiest kick and he got like a gift pack or something, a gift voucher. But I wanted to have lunch with Steve Menzies.
So I got
to go on Brookvale Oval, which is cool. And then the balls were game balls that we used, and I was trying to steal one and take it back. So I had it under my shirt. It's obvious. And the security guard's like, mate, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not taking it. I was trying, but there's no way I was getting it.
Yeah.
It was just so good to be able to go on to Brookvale Oval. So like the kids, if they had a game, even if Origin had like halftime game or something. The kids
Get
on Adelaide Oval. I'm guessing like it happens at AFL games, kids get the on Adelaide Oval. Me as a kid, I'd always love to go onto the ground after the game. I never really got a chance much. But as kids, it's just like rugby league, AFL, basketball, tennis, they're all your heroes, aren't they?
They are.
You look up to them. And if you wanted to play rugby league, AFL, whatever, you want to go on the ground and kind of be where your stars were. So that's the way I feel. I think give it 10 years, it'd be good to see kids of today, maybe not kids who are 10. Well, in 10 years, they'll be 20. Yeah, playing rugby league for an Adelaide-based team.
Yes, yep.
Yeah. You still got a chance, Darren? You got a couple of years left in you?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. Well, you must be 25 now.
I wish.
So do I. I won't reveal my age.
No.
Just say I'm 25. Yeah. Yeah, so what else are you going to talk about, Darren? We've got another half hour, haven't we?
Well, that's when we're supposed to end, but if we've got nothing else.
I'm trying to think of what else we could talk about. So we talk about, obviously, the Rampage drink bottles. I'm going to get you. I'll order like 10 of them, and then I'll bring them to the brewery, Brew Boys Brewery, and I'll give them out to some lucky audience members.
Yep.
The stickers, I'll order some more stickers in. The petition. We need people to sign that petition. We'll have to print off so people can QR code it when they come to the
brewery. Yes.
Make it easy for them. I'll get some shirts made up and maybe get that little logo put on there somewhere.
Yep.
Get some polo shirts made up.
Oh, yes, that'd be nice, yeah. Like yep.
Business shirt or something.
Yeah.
See you in a suit with the Rampage logo. It'd be good, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yes, yep.
That might wrap it up, eh? We've talked about everything rugby league for the time being.
I think so. Well, once again, we'd like to thank the Brew Boys Brewery, all the great staff here tonight.
It's a great location. It's a great place to come down. I'm going to come down here more often, not just on a Tuesday night. I'm going to come down. I'm going to bring my family down here on a weekend. It just gives you good vibes here.
Definitely. Well, that's the end of this week's episode, and once we clean up the podcast, it will be available on Spotify and all the other great podcast platforms. And of course, you can go back to Mixlr and re-listen to the podcast on our show reel. And
I always listen to the podcast on the way to work on Spotify, and then I listen and go, what am I talking about? What did I say that for? But it's always good to listen to yourself, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Judge yourself and say how bad you went, But once again, it's great to have you here, Darren. Thank you for all you do behind the scenes, the producer of the show.
Absolute pleasure. I love doing it. And
hopefully we get another presenter and you can go behind the scenes more. Yeah?
That's it. Definitely off to the side of the stage. Absolutely. Well, my name's Darren.
I'm Simon. Thank you for listening.